Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Thursday morning. It is March 5th. We are at 6:04. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Some rain today, but still highs in the 50s. It looks like 60s tomorrow, 60s the next day, which means at some point in time, we'll get a couple days of snow, and then we'll be out of it. That's the forecast, right?
I was looking at, like, for the next week, there's, like, 70 degrees in the forecast for next week.
We deserve it. There is no snow in the forecast. I'm making that up. I just feel like, once I get excited for the consistent 50s to 60s in spring, I've talked about this before, where spring, it's sloppy. I'm glad it's warmer, but, you know, the kids are trying to get outside or something, like, you know, it's all muddy and it's rainy, whatever, but around the corner, splish splashing in that pool.
Yes, you will.
Vacations or whatever it might be, or hanging out in Cleveland, east side, west side, whatever it might be, so that's on the way. The power of the Jen and Tim Show. Oh, you saw?
Yes.
I can't believe I didn't think you would even look.
Oh, yes. I almost texted you last night, but then I was like, oh, it was like later.
I can't. We cannot take full credit because I don't know exactly where they came from, but I'm going to.
I felt the same way. I'm like, you know what? This was a couple days. The votes were not there.
Right.
And then
they were not even close to being there.
Right. And now they are. And how deserving. How wonderful. This is so great.
Jen and Tim Show listeners are the best. EMCs, good morning to you as well. You are the best. We will prove that right after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. You know what truly is scary?
What?
Is that I was ready to drop that news on you. And that's really not even a tease. There is no subject matter to the tease. And we've worked together so long, you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, I did.
I always think about that. Like, literally, what other person in life would know that?
Yeah.
There was no tease. There was no subject matter. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Exactly.
All I said was the power of the Jen and Tim Show.
Yeah.
And you got giddy and knew exactly what I was talking about.
We have worked together for a long time.
There is just not enough credit in that.
Yeah,
I cannot
right.
believe that.
That's
so
fair.
Let's get to a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. EMCs, this is how you start the show.
Yes. One guest a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope.
Your guest starts the show. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We would love your guests for Dead Guy in Envelope before we get to the power of the Jen and Tim Show. So as we told you, we basically gave you the answer. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope.
is it Hulk Hogan?
No. And you know what? Somebody guessed that yesterday. It's not Hulk Hogan.
Yesterday. Let's go to the next line. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. The original guest this morning was Hulk Hogan. So we went to the second call. Hulk Hogan was guest yesterday. So we would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
How about Jim Donovan?
No, it's not Jim Donovan.
Not Jim Donovan. The power of the Jen and Tim Show and the EMCs is next. We mentioned this yesterday on the show. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites that we should vote. There was a you should talk about it. It was one of the three things you need to know yesterday.
Yes, there is a shelter dog. He is at Euclid Pet Pals, which is an animal shelter in Euclid, Ohio. And I had done a story on it last week because his name is Norris, and he's been there for like 2.5 years. But he was a finalist to be on the cover of the magazine America's Favorite Pet. And a woman that volunteers there had reached out to me, and she said, oh, my gosh, I heard you mention Norris. This is so great. You know, thank you so much. And she had messaged me again, I think yesterday or so, and said, hey, any chance you would mention Norris again? We're getting down to the finals. So we happened to mention it again yesterday when he was in 10th place out of all these pups to be on the cover of America's Favorite Pet. We mentioned it. We posted a link, and I just clicked on it right now. He has moved to first place.
That's unbelievable in a 24-hour span.
Norris is in first place, and so here's what I'm curious about, Tim, and I don't know if you did a deep dive, and I tried. It says he's in the semifinals, so is it going to then narrow down to like a top three or a top two or something like that after this see if he wins?
I would guess so. Yeah, if you're in the semifinals, then next would be a finals, and you would be battling there. But yeah, if you're first, and same thing, I did not do a deep dive. To be perfectly honest with you, and I should never do this because I know better, because EMCs are the best. We love our early morning crew. I love that you refer to yourselves as EMCs, you know, that listen early in the morning.
The best.
And it's just very, very impactful, and I look forward every day to talk to the EMCs, as do you. But I thought to myself, this dog's in 10th place. That is going to be a lot to get that up to. I don't know if it has to be first, second, third, or how you move on to the finals, because I didn't do the dog bracketology.
I know.
But I'm thinking like, oh, man, this is a great story. We're a live and local story. If we could get the dog adopted, that would be amazing. If it could go on to the next round, if Norris could go on to the next round, that would be great. But that's asking a lot. I mean, 10th to first. Just think about that. 10th place to first place? I don't know if that can happen. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't know if this is going to be the case, but I'm going to pay attention. Third place yesterday, I thought, ooh. EMCs are doing some work. So the deep dive didn't happen because I was not sure that that Norris was going to be able to move on. But now Norris is in first place.
I know he's in first place. And the voting ends today at 7 o'clock. So let's keep him there. You can vote like once a day. So if you voted maybe yesterday at this time, you can go in and vote again. Or they have like paid votes that can go toward
the
shelter.
It's free 2 votes, I think. And they would go through
they
Facebook
doubled it right
and
now.
That type
yep.
of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I actually voted again this morning. Not going to lie to you.
I have to go in and do that again this morning. But yeah, it's the link is right there on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. And he is so cute.
EMCs, you're the best. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. EMC Janet just shared the voting for Norris post. So Janet, we just got that notification. Thank you for sharing that.
We want to get Norris. He's a pup at the Euclid Pet Pals in Euclid. We want to make him a cover pup. And right now he's in first place with votes, and that's how the dogs win to get on the cover. So please vote for him some more. And we have the cutest like little emojis and memes, like a lot of people posting hearts and hugs and just saying, you know, go Norris, because they heard us mention him here on the Jen and Tim Show. Thank you, everyone, for voting. Share, vote, like, do whatever you can, because Norris not only can get on the cover, he needs a home as well.
I know there's a, I was just going to say that, and there are a lot of great air, you know, places around town where you can adopt pets, and I understand that. We're well versed in a lot of them. Norris, and I was reading the story of Norris, basically has been there, I mean, was about 3 years old and almost. And been, I don't think, been adopted almost this entire time. Like, the story behind Norris is very powerful. So if you are, and I trust me, I understand. I have a dog. It is a commitment. I get it. I love dogs. I've had them since I was a little, you know, a little kid. My parents, you know, would have dogs for, you know, as pets and everything else. And I had my buddy boy Cole for almost 15 years. And, you know, when I had to let him go, it was like the worst day of life. And, you know, I've, as probably all have, rode that roller coaster ride, but boy, is it worth it when you have a little, you know, it could be cat or dog or whatever, but I'm just specifically talking about Norris. So if that is in your kind of realm of outcomes, I would just take a look. I mean, it's a great story behind there.
I keep looking at this story and I think, do I need to drive to Euclid just to meet him? Just to meet him. I'm like, that is a mistake. I will take him home. Like, I can't, I love dogs like you do, and I have a dog, and I can't do it. He's so cute, though. Doesn't it make you want to adopt Norris?
It does. Just the story behind. Oh, you know, vote for Norris, and that's great. I'm just saying, if it happens to be out there, and I'm not pushing this on anybody. EMCs, you do what you want. We appreciate you listening. Yes. It's a big commitment. I get that. Just if you're thinking about it at all.
Euclid Pet Pals.
Euclid
Pet Pals.
Take a look. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So you know how your algorithm on social media just kind of knows what you're doing? Somehow in life. Well, now I've been getting a lot of travel hacks because I'll be going on a trip soon. They're just showing up on my feed. And I thought one was a very interesting way to help pack to avoid maybe paying extra money to check in luggage or to get items, in, like if you don't have enough room to carry on. It's a good way to...
Stevie, I'm so excited.
This is really good information, and to have Jen in the room any type of packing information.
I'm going to hate it.
Oh!
No!
You have your methods.
I do. I have my methods.
We might have to get to this and then Jen's method.
Yes.
Methods.
Yes.
All right. We're 4 minutes away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
I'm sure we've seen all the different packing hacks on social media, from how to get everything into your carry-on. With, you know, they have the packing cubes, or you're supposed to like roll all your clothes nicely, stack them vertically. Well, now there's a woman that's going viral for her traveling / packing hack. And this also works outside of a carry-on. Like, if you get to the airport and your bag is too heavy, like, say it's over that 50 pounds and you don't want to pay the fee, this will be perfect. You just have to wear a bunch of layers.
No.
So when you get to the airport, you wear,
I love this.
A bunch of layers, all the heavy items. There's this woman that went viral because she wore over 20 layers into the airport. So her bag, she didn't want to pay the fee, which is valid, saving some money. Had 20 layers on for that airplane ride.
Just a little warmth. I mean, you have the blower on you anyway. Probably keeps you cool.
I don't.
That is a great hack. Are you going to try that then, Steve? Are you going to wear 20 layers?
I mean, I don't think 20 layers. Like, it was like 5 t-shirts, 2 hoodies, jackets, very excessive. But, you know, you got to wear all your heavy stuff.
I could subscribe to the fact of like where if you're going to a tropical place, right? But you want to have like one hoodie just in case, maybe wear that to travel, or you have like a heavier shoe.
That's
wear
what I'll
the
do.
Tennis
the
shoe,
shoes. Yep, I do
or something like that, so you don't have to pack in your suitcase. But for the love to wear all that stuff on the plane,
next level.
I would. That is next level. That is next. That I just maybe write yourself a packing list. Or have you seen the new Sudoku method? Of
that,
packing.
This sounds complicated.
She talked about this off the air the other. I was like, it makes
Sudoku
sense.
Sudoku involves with packing. I don't like that together.
Well, that one, it's very, I've been seeing it all over TikTok since someone told me about it. That one is next level. I don't know that I'd do that, but you know, I have my whole list method.
Is it like the 333 method? I saw that one.
The Sudoku is like the 333. Ugh. And then you lay them out like a Sudoku board, and then they, like, diagonal, they all match. Like, they all have to go in a certain spot. Like, you put a shirt on the top left, and then pants here, and then this here. And then they all, like, crisscross. You take 9 items, and they all work together.
Or you can just wear all 9 at once, and then you still have all the room in your suitcase.
That is
there you
a
go.
Terrible
exactly.
idea.
Exactly. See, Stevie's onto something. How do you pack? How do you get it? Is there a technique you use?
Actually, yes.
I know you do, but you
sorry.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Right.
I'm very excited.
That's also next level.
I know.
It's a lot.
Deep dive with packing with Jen. It's 3 minutes away. Remember, tomorrow morning at 7:10 on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, cruising for free.
Maybe.
I mean,
it's an option.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it's even an option.
What's your
it's
packing
amazing.
Method?
What my you... So here's what I do. And I can't take credit because I stole it from a girl online who she does packing stuff all the time. So say you're going, let's just say it's a 3-day trip to just use this as an example. You write out your 3 days, like say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, travel outfit, laying by the pool outfit, dinner outfit. And you make like a document, right? And you just write down what you need an outfit for. You Tuesday, swimsuit, dinner outfit. Wednesday, swimsuit, dinner outfit. Travel outfit to ride home. And then you go through and you decide what you're going to wear for each of those events. And then you decide, and then that makes it really easy to pack. And then you have everything written out. I
do that all the time. That totally makes sense. I don't know if I make a document.
Well, then I put.
But yeah, I think to myself, okay, especially if I know what I'm doing, I have a night out, I have a nice dinner. And
yes.
I need something like that. And obviously, like, a pool thing. Yeah, that
right.
makes sense. That's
and then
not
if you
bad.
Have, like, 2 dinner nights out, like, maybe your Monday night dinner can be your Thursday night dinner outfit or something. You know, you can mix and match them to, you know, minimize on your packing. And then I do...
Yeah, like, my airplane outfit is the same because I just feel like it's disgusting.
Your airplane outfit...
So
on
the way there, I will have my whatever. It's like very casual hoodie or something.
Yeah.
And then way back, I was like, this is already germed up. I'm going to wear
Of course.
Right? So then I take it next level and I put little thumbnails of the outfits. I mean, everybody's not going to do that.
Actually, then, not many people.
And the fact that you go and find the item you own too, to find the picture, to add the picture, that is so much effort.
It's so much effort. And I got to tell you, I don't know what this is about me. Like, I enjoy it tremendously. Like, I love making this document, and I love finding like the little thumbnails. And then I'll even go next level. And at the end of the document, I'll write out like shirts, and I'll take like, you know, the 5 shirts from every day, shoes. And then I know like how many pairs of shoes I have, how many shirts I have, and if I need to minimize purses, like what purses with outfits and this and that. And then I can see.
Oh my God.
I know. Like it. I mean, it's look at my whole
you
thing.
You should invent an app with this. I think you could get rich.
When I go,
it's awesome.
When I go yearly with my buddy to Vegas, and even my buddy Mike just texts me, it's basically like a backpack and rollout.
But how do you plan what to put in there?
No, I will. If I think about it, if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sure, I think to myself, okay, a couple of swimsuits. I know we're going out. We're rolling out, but I can't. The thumbnail and the this and the Google Drive and what I don't even understand
it's
what's
not,
happening
it's
right
like
now.
That. Like, look, I put them in like so I know like what.
Oh, I know. That
the
is
hard
just,
part with this for me is that I don't know what I'm doing every day and I don't feel like looking. I'm
I was
going
to. Yeah,
no, but yes,
how
you
do you know what you're doing every day?
But like,
do you already
don't.
Have that figured out? Like, you know which nice dinner you're doing
I
which
think
day. Maybe
are
you do.
Scheduled.
I don't.
I just it's just none of my business till I'm there.
There you go.
Like, I
no,
think we but, have days of things. I don't know. I'm just going to show up.
You're going to make Jen very mad.
I'm so stressed out for you. Like, but you know, like if you're going, you know, off the ship, or you know, if you're spending a day on the ship,
yeah,
and
but
you
I don't know
where
a day.
But you
she just admitted off the air she doesn't know which airline she's going on tomorrow.
I'm so stressed out for you, Stevie.
I can't find my ticket.
I can't.
So I think you should be between Jen and Stevie. Like, there should be some awareness, but maybe not the absolute awareness.
We are the two extremes.
You are the extremes.
We are the two extremes.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm so stressed out.
She doesn't know airport, airline, ship, days.
Right.
Like, there is basically...
And then next problem is all I want to do for you is like help you. Like, I just want to like help you and do it all for you. And like the funny part is Stevie has no desire to accept that help. Like, she has no interest in doing that. So, okay, I'm going to take a breath and we're going to move on.
Let's get to it. It's around at Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites? Our first question is always the same. What is your job?
I own a small company in Cleveland.
Can you tell us what your company does?
We make lighting products and control systems.
Lighting systems like what? Like if I want lighting in my landscaping or lighting in my home?
Horticultural lighting systems for greenhouses and also indoor grow facilities.
We talked to the most interesting people during this game.
Agreed.
With the most interesting jobs. I love this so much. So do you have a degree in this? How do you even get started in this field, and then let alone launch a company?
Well, I basically had about 30 years of lighting experience. I'm an engineer, and then about 7 years ago, I started I decided to start the company on my own, and we've grown. It's, you know, any small company, it's all about cash, and it's been, you know, when you grow kind of internally, it's cash is king, and so it's you're limited by how much cash you can raise.
How long have you owned this company, or how long has it been up and running?
I started the company about 7 years ago.
I'm not sure even where to begin. Okay, we're going to take our guesses. Once again, trying to get within $5,000. We're trying to guess his base salary. Do you have an idea of what it is? The guesses are next on Star 102. All right, it's time for our guesses on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're playing around at Cleveland. How much do you make? We're trying to guess his base salary. Well, we're going to go around the room. We're going to try to guess your base salary. Once again, we're trying to get within $5,000. Don't know if it's going to happen, but we're going to see.
Okay.
I'll guess $102,000. I'll start at 102.
I'll go with 132.
I'm going to go 175.
$1,000?
No, we're going 175.
Whoa. 175. So you're higher than all of us. So what is your base salary? How close did we get?
Base is 160.
Dang. Was that Stevie the
Stevie's
closest?
Back.
Of course she is.
Nice job. Well, you're the closest. What it was so fun to talk to you and learn about your job and learn about your business. We really appreciate you playing around in Cleveland. How much did you make? That was fun.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great morning.
You're the only one so far that has guessed the base salary within $5,000. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It happened last week.
I feel like it puts a lot of extra pressure now.
Stevie was closest today. We play Cleveland. How much do you make every Thursday right around 7:10 or so? You can play next week. You had the best guess so far. I was the closest once. You were the closest once again last week. And then it was Stevie, but still not within that 5,000.
Tell me, when we play that game, and I love playing Cleveland, how much do you make? Do you get a little nervous when it comes time to make a guess? I get nervous. Sometimes I feel like, and yet I was lucky the one time to be within the 5,000. Sometimes I feel like I could be the $100,000. Like, I mean, it's so expansive what it could be. Because they're jobs that we've never heard of sometimes.
It dawns on me when we get to our guesses of the base salary and we're trying to get it on the nose. That hasn't happened yet, or at least within $5,000. It does dawn on me when we go around the room with our guesses that the majority of the questions had nothing to do to get us to the point for the guess. So that's where the nerves come in. Stevie
Correct.
Will get on. Hey, here you go. Where's your degree? Is it full time? You and I. Oh, yeah. Do you like pizza?
Yeah, right.
What kind of pizza do you like? That's nothing.
That's true.
What? If they add pepperoni, they make more. I mean, what was our takeaway for asking
if
they're pizza?
Adding pepperoni, they make more.
Yeah.
They have income.
I get the end of the game, think to myself, oh, wow, the last 3 minutes really didn't lead me anywhere near a guess that make any sense. Even if it's a teacher, she says public or private. Like, that's a great question that might lead you one way or the other. Not
she
us.
Does. Yeah.
Oh, wow, if you were a shoe, where would you like to go?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
we need to up our game.
Yeah. Play again next week. We love when you play along. So we want this to be the best, and it's really heading there, reference guide. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We'll get to it tomorrow on a Fish Fry Friday. But fried fish, coleslaw, tartar sauce, whatever it might be, where are the best fish fries in town. I mention this now because 24 hours from now, Friday morning, tomorrow morning at 8:05, we will go through this list. And we already have 51 places that are mentioned on there.
So. And all of them sound delicious. All of them unique. Different, you know, you like the perch over the cod or whatever. Like, there's all these different options.
I know my mother-in-law does. I like
the coleslaw and then the, you know, the fried shrimp. And it's amazing what people do for the Lent season.
I don't know the name of the church, but there's a church across, basically across from where my parents live in the Akron area. And they had several varieties. So I went down there. I saw them, you know, last week, which I was excited to do. And I decided to go with they had a fish and shrimp combo. Went with that. And then, so this is the thing.
Oh, boy.
And this is why I'm glad to be going to Max Strength Fitness later today.
Oh, boy.
The desserts were only a dollar.
Oh.
So I bought six.
What? For
yourself? They're homemade. No.
Oh.
They're homemade desserts from probably the Ladies Guild or whatever it was at that church. They had apple pie. They had like a cinnamon apple pie. They had a blueberry pie. They had brownies. Oh. They had cake with the cream cheese frosting. Oh. I'm only one man. How am I supposed to be able to choose for you between all that? And once again, it's my mom, it's my dad, and it's myself. But I came home and I had this bag. It was almost embarrassing. I told my mom, we have to get to work. We have
to try all of this.
And over a certain amount of time, we have six desserts to try.
I like that.
There's an entire table of desserts, dollar a piece.
Yeah, that's worth it. You gotta.
I know that has nothing to do with the fish fry, but I'm just, you know, it was there.
But it does. The Pro Football Hall of Fame game has been announced. So who's playing? That's in 60 seconds. It's 48 degrees in South Euclid, our star city. Here are the three things you need to know today. The NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame game has been announced. The Arizona Cardinals will play the Carolina Panthers August 6th. Tickets go on sale March 9th. Golf legend John Daly headed to Akron to get the Ambassador of Golf Award. This will be during the Collegiate Company's championship at Firestone Country Club, being recognized for both his game and his charitable work. And the annual St. Malachy Run Walk is back March 14th, and this year they're trying to break the Guinness World Record for the largest kilt race. They expect thousands of people for the 2-mile and 5-mile events, and the proceeds will benefit Malachy Ministries.
Is that going to be breezy?
It feels like it could be. Maybe a nice legging underneath.
I think it could be breezy.
Maybe a legging.
Maybe a legging or could be breezy.
Well, why wouldn't you just immediately think like a legging with your kilt?
No, I was.
Or like
I
a
was just
spandex
saying
short.
It could be breezy. That's all I said. I didn't allude to anything.
Breezy.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.